going and going and going, don't they? One big hit right after another. The newest for ABBA is called Dancing Queen. Most of the things that we get, like Fernando, for example, was played for months elsewhere in the world and was number one in Australia and other places long before we ever saw the record. And in this case, with Dancing Queen, it's been the number one record in England as of many months ago, as I understand. So they've all been sort of tested elsewhere and been very successful elsewhere before we even begin to play them, as in the case of this one called Dancing Queen by ABBA.
I love silly rolls and fishing holes and Fridays that are paydays. I love laying down and stretching out and soaking up the sun's rays. I love telling lies and pecan pies and getting things for free. But mostly I love trucking in my GMC.
Trucks aren't just tall cars, you know. No siree. Trucks are magic. Trucks can make you hoot and holler and grin from ear to ear. So if you haven't tried trucking, well, there's only one thing to do. Try the 77 GMC at your GMC dealers.
When my name is read and it's time to go and heaven calls to me, I'll leave behind the things I love, an angel I will be. But before I go, they'll have to know one condition must be met. They gotta let me take my GMC, cause I ain't done trucking yet. They gotta let me take my GMC, cause I ain't done trucking yet. They gotta let me take my GMC, cause I ain't done trucking yet.
Boom, boom. Ted and I were just speculating as to the year this record was first released. I got to guess about 37, 38 years ago. Ted guessed about late 30s. I was thinking possibly about along about 37, 38, 39, possibly. You know how you try to associate things with where you were and what you were doing the first time you heard the record? And I think I was about the fifth grade. So what would that make it? I think about, 38 or 39. This is the record I'm talking about.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. You go down in history.
Gene Autry, and I just found some information here. I can't believe it. I'm going to read it to you. In fact, it again is on the back of this album called The 12 Hits of Christmas that a lot of people have been calling me about all morning. I have said this three or four times that I mentioned this album. It isn't my business to plug records or particular labels or anything, but in this case, this is such an outstanding product. Snuff Garrett, who produces for various companies, in this case for United Artists, apparently got the idea of why not dig up some of these things that are so hard to find. Okay, and he put together an album called The 12 Hits of Christmas. And, well, it has Nat Cole's Christmas Song and Gene Autry's Rudolph and Here Comes Santa Claus, Harry Simeone's Little Drummer Boy, Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock, The Chipmunk Song, Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Jimmy Boyd's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby, Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride, Spike Jones and George Rock, his trumpet player at the time, played George Rock, the original version of All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth, and Bing Crosby's Do You Hear What I Hear. And they put them all together in an album called The 12 Hits of Christmas, and they're all very hard to find. Even in our immense record collection, sometimes we have trouble finding some of these things. But I want to read you what it says on the back. It says, now where's the part? As a singer of Western songs, Gene Autry rode his horse Champion, sang many of his hits, including his popular theme, Back in the Saddle Again. And then, for the Christmas season of 1949, Gene Autry wrote another Champion with his recording of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. To this date, Rudolph is still the largest-selling single record in the history of Columbia Records. Wow. But 1949? Can that be right? Where did I get the idea I first heard it back around 1939? I was really confused. 10:33, I'm running behind here. Hold on a minute, we'll check some sports for you.
If you know the facts on microwave ovens before you buy, you'll buy an Amana radar range. Fact one, the safety tag. All microwave ovens have to carry warning labels on the door, except two. Both are Amana radar range microwave ovens. Fact two, Amana provides a full 5-year warranty on the Magnetron. Amana covers Magnetron cost, labor charges, even the serviceman's travel expenses for 5 years. Check the warranty, because many microwave ovens come with only 1 year full Magnetron warranty protection. Fact three, quality features. The Amana Touchmatic radar range is the first microwave oven with a memory. takes food from the freezer to the table, simple as 1, 2, 3. Amana Cookmatic Power Shift lets you select the cooking speed you need. Add the big Amana stainless steel interior, 675 watts cooking power, removable glass oven tray, and more, and you've got all the facts that make the Amana Touchmatic radar range the one to buy.
All right, sir, 26 before 11 o'clock. Mark Avery, Saturday Morning Confusion from WJR Detroit. In the world of sports, our Pistons won a road game. How about that? Barely. They squeaked past the Nets 106 to 104 last night. Lanier was pretty good again, had 22 points, 15 rebounds. And it was Bob Lanier who blocked that possible game-tying basket with only seconds to go in the game to give us a winner, 106 to 104 over the New York Nets. We play him again tonight, by the way. Bob McAdoo, apparently the three-time NBA scoring leader, will not make his New York Knicks debut for at least a week. He apparently has a groin pull. He was shipped to the Knicks from the Buffalo Braves on Thursday night. Says he hopes to sign a multi-year contract for $3.5 million. That is the same kind of money that Julius Erving got from Philadelphia. The NBA games of last night, Phoenix down Boston 107 to 103. Portland nipped Buffalo 103-102, the Braves' first game since trading McAdoo, by the way, and they lost it by 1 point. Washington dumped Indiana 98-88. Chicago held Maravich to only 6 points, whipped New Orleans 92-78. San Antonio outgunned Milwaukee 136-120. That's the Bucks' fifth loss in a row. Los Angeles hustled past Houston 109-99. Seattle beat Golden State 99-93. In the National Football League, our Lions play their last game tonight. They face the powerful Los Angeles Rams, hoping to break even on the season with a 7-7 record. They're up against the Rams, of course, who are 9-3-1 and come into the game tonight as the Western Division champions for the fourth year in a row. The two-time Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers have won 8 in a row now. If they lose today's season finale at Houston, their playoff hopes will go down the drain. A win would hand the Steelers the AFC Central Division title. A loss and a Cincinnati win over the New York Jets on Sunday would give the Bengals the crown. But losses by both the Steelers and the Bengals, are you following all this? If they both lost and Cleveland were to win over Kansas City tomorrow, that means the Browns would be champion. So it goes right down to the wire in their division. Another NFL season ender today. Minnesota is at Miami with the NFC Central Division champion, Minnesota. And like we said, Los Angeles, the NFC West Division champion, is here in Detroit. In the effort to get the Atlanta Flames out of a financial bind and keep the hockey team from moving, Atlanta businessmen are pledging $750,000 in advance ticket purchases, and the Georgia governor, George Busby, says without that action, the Flames wouldn't have enough money to make this month's payroll. On the ice last night in the National Hockey League, Cleveland over Washington 7-1. Atlanta tied the Minnesota North Stars 3-3 last night.
This is a demonstration. We've just turned out all the lights in your house, car, or office, wherever you may be. See how dark it is? Spooky, isn't it?
You've got to be kidding.
This remarkable demonstration has been done for you by Osmond's, the most remarkable chain of men's stores you may have the wonderful opportunity of visiting.
He is kidding, isn't he?
No, he's not kidding. We want to show all the people out there who are in the dark about what to buy a man for the holidays and to tell all you men, too, how great you can look. Come to Osmond's. There are now 5 Osmond stores, and they're filled with every piece of clothing a man could want. For example, you can get Damon dress shirts and matching neckwear, Damon sweaters, knit shirts, and sport shirts at great values. Not to mention Osmond shoes, coats, sport jackets, robes, ties, undies, and accessories.
I don't believe him.
Believe him, mister. There's no men's store like Osmond's for the holidays. Now, we'll turn your lights back on, and you will be completely out of the dark.
I had a number of people call me here in the last couple of minutes relative to that Gene Autry thing, looked up the copyright, and it was 1949. In fact, I have found another listing for the three of them. I was wondering about his other one, Here Comes Santa Claus, right? That first appeared on the charts December of 1947. Okay. Then was played for a couple of years, and then joined by Rudolph in 1949 and Frosty the Snowman in 1950. So where we got that idea from, Ted and I both thought it was the late 30s, we were absolutely wrong. 1949 for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Just to give it all to you.
Neil Diamond and Neil's composition, Beautiful Noise. Did I say that? I must have intimated something because two people called me. No, I mentioned, in fact, Larry Marx when we were talking about when did Larry Marx write Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Two people right in a row called me and said Gene Autry didn't write that song. I didn't think I said that he did. He recorded it, is what I meant. Larry Marx wrote the song. 18 before 11 o'clock, anyway.
Eat too much, drink too much, take Brioski.
Do you remember that jingle? Millions of men and women remember, because that jingle means Brioski. And Brioski has meant fast, effective relief to millions for almost 100 years. That's product integrity. We believe that a manufacturer should stand behind his product, don't you? Then let me ask you, has any company ever offered you double your money back on an antacid, liquid, tablet, or seltzer? Because we know that Brioski will give you the fast relief you want. When you suffer from heartburn, acid indigestion, or sour stomach, we make the Brioski Consumer Pledge. Simply stated, if Brioski doesn't give you the fast relief you want, we'll send you double your money back. So the next time you have heartburn, acid indigestion, or sour stomach, just take pleasant lemon-tasting Brioski and discover what those millions before you have experienced. If for any reason you don't get the fast relief we promised, send us the unused portion in its original package plus sales receipt, and we'll send you double your money back. That's the Brioski Consumer Pledge.
Oh, okay. 17 before 11 o'clock, Kris Kringle comes to Channel 56 in Miracle on 34th Street. Tonight at 8 o'clock on Channel 56, a really Christmassy movie. Miracle on 34th Street, tonight at 8 on Channel 56. 17 before 11. I'm betwixt and between. I wonder if Linda would happen to be ready 2 minutes early at the WJR Weather Center. Would you be there?
Yes, I just sat down.
I think when you heard my voice, you came running in. That's yes. What's going on? A lot of sunshine, huh?
That's right. It looks like it's going to be a really good day today in Michigan. The temperatures are rising all over the state, and there's a lot of sunshine. The winds are currently out of the west-southwest at 6 miles per hour. Later this evening, they will turn to the south, bringing the warm air into this area. Then tomorrow, the winds will turn back up to the northwest, and temperatures will start to drop. There is some snow shower activity at this hour in Traverse City, Pelston, and at the Sioux. To the west of us over in Wisconsin, the temperatures are extremely cold. Madison has 1 degree below zero, and at Lone Rock, Wisconsin, is 10 degrees below zero. Back in Michigan, the temperatures range from 7 degrees at Marquette to 20 degrees at City Airport in Detroit. At Alpena, it's 12 degrees under cloudy skies, and in Jackson, it's sunny and 14. Looking ahead a little bit, temperatures during the coming week will remain in the high 20s to the low 30s for the daytime high, so it's going to be a little warmer than the last couple of weeks. The record high for this day was 62 degrees set in 1931, and the record low was 1 degree below zero set in 1876. Our forecast for Greater Detroit, mostly sunny today with a high of 27 to 30. Increasing cloudiness tonight with steady to slowly rising temperatures. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, and temperatures steady in the low 30s to slowly falling. And it's sunny now in Detroit with 17 degrees at Metro and 20 at City Airport.
You know, the way it's been, Linda, anything that says upper 20s or 30s seems tropical compared to what we've had.
That's right.
I don't know whether you were in on it, Linda. You may have heard Mal and I talking the other day. I asked him to look up for me. We talk about normal highs for the day. Now, I think our normal high today would be well above freezing, about 35 probably. Okay?
Yeah, I think
we were talking the other day, and he mentioned something to me. It's been over a week ago, and I've had nothing but, rather astonished people comment on it since then. The lowest normal high for the day at any time during the year in Detroit is 32 degrees, and that's in, I think, mid-January, Mal told me. You know that? Or have you got it all right there beside you?
Let me see.
With all the days that we have highs in the teens and highs in the low 20s and so on and so forth, that's kind of incredible, remarkable stuff when you stop to think about it. 32 degrees is our lowest average normal high for the day at any time during the year.
Lowest average normal high.
Yeah. You know, well, based on what they started keeping records 1872, so 105, yeah. This would be the 105th year of record keeping.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the lowest high for the day, normal high for the day, is 32 degrees, and I think Mal told me that's in January.
Okay, I'll take his word for it.
No, don't you think that's kind of remarkable, though?
Yeah.
Considering all the days we don't even get out of the teens, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
You back next hour?
Yeah, I will be.
I think we started our Christmas party already, you and me.
Yeah.
Okay, talk to you next hour.
All right, bye-bye.
Stiller and Mira.
Howdy, I'm Bill, your trail guide at the Bum Steer Dude Ranch.
My name's Jane Hopplestack. Are you going to show me the ropes?
Well, Jane, I think you'll have a much better time if I show you the reins.
Are you sure you're a cowboy, Bill?
Yep. I love the feel of leather and the smell of boots. Or is it the other way around?
What?
Well, anyway, let's rustle up some grub at our buckboard buffet.
I'll have the tenderfoot trout and, I guess you'll have the buffalo, Bill.
No, little lady, I'm hankering for a six-shooter steak and maybe a bottle of wine.
Good thinking.
I noticed a little blue nun at the Bellstar Bar.
Is she the one that teaches catechism at the Zuni Reservation?
No, blue nun is a wine, a delicious white wine.
We can't have white wine if you're having meat.
Blue nun's the white wine that's correct with any dish. It goes as well with meat as it does with fish.
You're such a sophisticated dude.
Well, to me, not having a good wine with a good meal is a real calamity, Jane.
Blue nun, the delicious white wine that's correct with any dish. Another Seychelles wine imported by Shefflin and Company, New York.
At Detroit Bank and Trust. Your daddy's a Detroit banker, isn't he?
Right.
But even if he weren't a Detroit banker, you'd still bank at Detroit Bank and Trust, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, even if your daddy weren't there, right?
Right.
Is it because of all the different savings plans and checking accounts that Detroit Bank has for its customers?
I don't know.
Then maybe it's because of the loans and the master charge and the safe deposit box and traveler's checks. At Detroit Bank and Trust.
I don't know.
You don't know. What about the individual retirement accounts for people who are self-employed or whose employers don't have pension plans for them?
No.
Well, then why would you have your account with Detroit Bank and Trust even if your daddy didn't work there?
Because I don't know any other banks.
You ought to know a Detroit banker better.
Detroit Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Capri is on the prowl with a price you won't believe. Capri 2, the sexiest Capri ever. This fall, Capri's base sticker price went up $244. But the good news is, you don't have to pay it. Because for a limited time, your Lincoln Mercury dealer has plenty of Capri 2s at the original 1976 sticker price. And he's willing to deal now. Capri 2, European craftsmanship, wide rear track, steel-belted radios, front disc brakes, rack and pinion steering, buckets, gauges, four-speed stick, overhead cam, all standard. If you hurry in now, you can make a great buy and get our sexiest Capri ever at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Come in today. Free two. Get them while they last. Still at the old price. Imported for Lincoln Mercury.
All right, three or four people have called relative to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And the fact that Ted and I may be right, it may have been as early as 39 or 40, 41, prior to the Second World War. When Rudolph was written by Larry Marx, who worked for Sears, of course, and it was a Sears promotional thing. And I can remember when I was a kid in the stores, they had this, the reindeer, you know, the phony reindeer with a red bulb nose and everything, and they used to play that in the Sears stores, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, because it was their, Larry worked for them at the time, and it was their personal property and all. So that may have been the case long before Gene Autry recorded it. I can't remember exactly what year Sears began using that Larry Marx record, or that Larry Marx song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but I know they did prior to Gene Autry recording it. Maybe that's what I was thinking of. MEP says on the westbound Ford at Lanyo, the left and center lanes are both closed for construction. Probably a heavy tie-up there. Westbound Ford at Lanyo right now.